This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced today that Ghani garnered 50.6% in the election that took place last September 28th. Challenger and chief executive Abdullah Abdullah received around 39%. Election results were repeatedly delayed amid accusations of misconduct and technical problems. Cases of the coronavirus continue to rise, but at a slower rate. The number of confirmed cases exceeds 71,000 and the death toll is beyond 1,800. This morning, 14 Americans evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan who tested positive for the coronavirus are back in the U.S. One passenger, Julie Larson, said it could have been worse.
It was fine. We were very well taken care of. We were very lucky. We had a bigger room and a full balcony. They fed us well. I felt like they were taking extremely good care of us.
Some arrived in Texas yesterday before traveling to a specialized national quarantine unit in Nebraska. Dr. Mike Wadman of University of Nebraska Medical Center says he has assessed 13 of the patients.
They're being transported here because of the testing that occurred at the point before departure in Japan. And so we're deemed to be higher risk and transported here for our level of expertise.
The head of the World Health Organization said the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases, at least for the time being. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the city of Aleppo, the economic center of Aleppo province, will return stronger than ever after Syrian forces retook complete control from rebel fighters. In a rare televised address on Monday, Assad said the military will not give up until it achieves total victory sooner or later. This is VOA News.